Today's cotton newsline is four cuts. All cuts are John Robinson, agricultural economist with Texas A&M University. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Like a true economist, basically the answer is it depends on a lot of things. I guess my real point was is that it's a bit more of a complicated question than it usually gets dealt with.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The most clearly identifiable variable, and most commonly one that's used in different analyses, would be differences in insect control costs and weed control costs. So when you're comparing a conventional variety, we're talking about the sprays and the plowing that you have to do with the conventional compared to the tech cost and the seed cost with the transgenic.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
But if that's where you leave it, then you're going to miss probably some very important other variables, which would include savings in labor from the transgenic. You don't need to plow as much, so you don't need as many people, drivers, machines, maybe even full-time labor. That's pretty important.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Since these things, they all involve different kinds of varieties, just the individual variety performance itself is really a more important question than the insect or weed control system that you're talking about.